This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Tommy, whether you like it or not, this is it's a completely valid question. Mm. Because there are some days of the year where these little people who should not be in these places normally are allowed.
Mm.
And they're allowed for a good reason.
Yeah.
Because this is not just a day of drinking, it's a celebration. And all of the most fun stuff happens behind these doors.
Oh, yeah.
Which are normally closed to them.
Mm-hmm, to the children.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. St. Patrick's Day on Monday.
Oh, boy.
But the festivities, the parade on Saturday, downtown. Really, the festivities start Friday night. You got a bunch of live Irish music all over the greater Rochester area. The Amherst have their Irish night game.
Mm.
And that goes on until Monday. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Well, it's your high holiday.
See you guys down there on Saturday. And with all this, we talked about it a little bit earlier this week.
Yeah.
Ryan, not our Ryan, different Ryan, wrote us a Facebook message asking about the weekend. And he wrote us, quote, "Hey, Duffy, I know you are Mr. St. Patrick's Day." I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it a lot.
Right.
"My wife and I are taking our 4- and 6-year-old to the parade this year, and I wanted to know if there are any bars in the city or anywhere with Irish parties that allow kids."
Mm.
So he wants to take his kids into a place that will be having parties, also serving alcohol, kids in the bar on St. Patrick's Day. Now, before we get into this discussion, if you don't listen to the show on a regular basis, Tommy, you are the most anti-kids in bars human being on the planet.
Strong stance there.
Yes.
Why?
They don't belong. It's bad for them. They don't even hear the language and what's going on and the carrying on and the adult action that they're going to see. They don't
adult
need to be
action.
Adult
hot
action.
Adult action.
You know there's going to be some adult action going on with the booze.
Half of those bars are just a bunch of old people sitting around having beers.
They're still grabbing ass and fingers are rolling around and everything else.
The hell are you talking about?
How far is you going to?
Well, we got a buddy.
Okay, so
I don't want.
We got a finger buddy.
What? Are you?
Oh, we got a finger buddy.
Stop that right now.
We got ourselves a finger buddy.
So we have talked in the past, all three of us, about how our parents would take us into bars when we were kids.
Yeah, and it was wrong.
Okay, fine, but it's the only time you ever say how bad this is when we talk about kids in bars now, because when we have other conversations, you wax poetic, right? All nostalgic about how much fun you had and how good it was and all the good times. Kimmy,
it's like the only time your dad ever hung out with you.
Pretty much.
And you got French fries. You got to play Golden Tee.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, his buddies all drank softball beers.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good time, but now you hate it.
Don't you think it's a mixed message to expose a child to that and say, don't do this?
So I shouldn't take him to Applebee's?
Applebee's is a bar, but it's not a bar. It's a bar restaurant.
So I shouldn't have alcohol in my house when my kids are there?
No, you can have that. I would say a bar atmosphere is different than a bar restaurant or at your house.
Isn't that a mixed message, though?
Especially when you're going down, when you're going sleazy downtown style.
What sleazy bar? Bro, they're all high-end bars.
They don't. There's some low. I know where you go.
You know
it ain't
you
no
don't?
High-end.
Okay. So first off, phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To answer Ryan's actual Facebook question, I'm not sure about many parties with kids downtown. If you're at the parade, there is a hotel bar in the Hilton Garden Inn. I mean, it's not the most Irish of bars, but they do music and food. I've brought my kids in there before. May not be what you're looking for. Also, if you want to avoid the bars with the kids and you're going down, Hilton Garden Inn does a Celtic fair for the little ones.
That's nice.
But it's
a nice Christian atmosphere.
It's not. It's just a Celtic fair. My kids always loved it when they were little, so if you're looking for stuff to do. But, and in the burbs, there are more bar restaurants that have, like, full days of live music, corned beef and cabbage, traditional activities. You probably call ahead to see if they allow kids. With all that being said, there is a statement that needs to be made.
What's that?
There are a handful of days of the year where kids should, without question, be allowed in the bar. And not all bars. Not all bars. I get that there are places on East and Alexander that are going to be wild on Saturday. I get that. Those are not places for children. But the more laid-back bars, Kimmy, the ones where there's not going to be a bunch of dicks getting completely insane?
Yeah.
No? Am I wrong?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, you can find that at just about any bar on this day of the year. Like, maybe it's a little less crazy, but I mean, like, I haven't really been to, like, a mellow bar on St. Patty's Day.
I can think of five bars downtown on Saturday.
That are going to be, like, chill?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a party, but it's not going to be.
That's what I mean.
But like, it's not going to be something like, more, oh, my God, think of the children. I would have no, I can think of five bars downtown I would be fine bringing my kids into.
I mean, yeah, to your point, I've seen, like, those really packed, crazy, not crazy bars, but bars that I mean, it's a little bit more. There's more going on than your average Friday, and there's strollers in there. I don't see, like, you know, anybody stopping people with kids from coming in.
Goddamn strollers in a goddamn bar. You got to be kidding me, man.
Oh, my God. You don't even go to bars, you bitch.
And this is why.
And you fit in the stroller.
This is why I wouldn't go downtown anymore. It's not for kids.
Shut up.
Downtown's not for kids.
I watch you get yelled at for smoking a cigar on the street.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, so I go.
It's probably the craziest time of year for bars, but it's also weirdly the most families you'll see out and about.
It is the weirdest mix.
Okay. When it comes to days of the year, kids should be allowed in bars. St. Patrick's Day Parade and St. Patrick's Day, that's number one. Because in reality, it's a family event. I know you don't want to hear it.
So what else?
It is. Okay. Any day where the Buffalo Bills are playing.
At the bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to a bar to watch a Bills game as a kid makes you feel so freaking cool, because Bills tickets to see them live are expensive. Even free training camp tickets are hard to come by. Bringing your kid to a bar, restaurant, whatever.
But the language that kid's going to
hear. Probably, you'll probably hear way more curse words during a Bills game than you will on St. Patty's Day.
You're going to expose your kid to filthy words.
You're going
to
hear that at home when I'm watching it.
Okay, but at least you can explain it.
I can explain it in the moment.
And by the way, you can control your mouth.
Okay.
You cannot control everybody else's filthy mouth at the bar.
I can't control my mouth when that Bills game's on. Look, man.
What if they say that word at school and they get in trouble for it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's
where'd
something.
Where'd you pick that up from? Oh, Josh Allen. I went to the Josh Allen show and I heard you could say that word
now. Josh Allen show?
Yeah.
You realize
you could say filthy words.
You realize the school bus, back of the school bus, is 10 times worse than any bar that's ever existed.
I haven't been in the back of a school bus for many years.
Not only
for many reasons.
Inappropriate, but also misinformation on the back of the school bus.
There you go. But like when it comes to the Bills games and taking your kids to the bar, right? Like having your kid in an environment where there's a room full of like-minded sports fans. Because, like, watching the game at home with your kids is one thing, and it's fun. It's a nice bonding experience. For them to be in a room where everybody is pulling the same rope, I think is an experience that kid needs to have a couple of times. No?
I'm off.
So you got a problem when we go to the Bill Grace Tap Room?
No, because that's not a bar. That's a restaurant.
Oh, no, the restaurant's
attached bar.
The restaurant's in the front.
That's
bars
right
in the back. Party in the back. Restaurant in the front.
No,
cheeseburgers everywhere.
It's liquor up front, poker in the rear.
Wow.
Well, if you're going to do the joke, do the joke.
No, I was doing the mullet joke, stupid.
Yeah, and I was doing the other
one. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Guy named Ryan writes us about the St. Patrick's Day Parade this weekend, says he's taking his kids. They're 4 and 6. He was looking for a place that will have a, quote, Irish party where they will allow kids, a bar, and Tommy is anti-kids and bar.
The fact that he's saying Irish party tells me He's looking for trouble.
Music.
Yeah. Music.
Music and food.
By the way, all that music's horrible for children.
Shut up!
Oh, when the baby was out starving, he had no potatoes.
That's
the
it.
The poor little wee one. He had to go off to war at 7 years old with a dirty diaper. He ended up throwing a dirty diaper at the Germans.
We were fighting the Germans?
Yeah, we all joined in.
Ireland didn't fight in World War II.
Every time... Yeah, y'all fought. You brought the white flags.
Really, the Italian's going to say that to me. The Italian. The Italian wants to talk about fighting in World War II. There is also this weird paradox.
What is it?
When it comes to the age of your kid and going to a bar. Because, Kimmy, I would argue that the younger the kid...
If you can still carry the kid around, you could probably go wherever you want.
By the way, it's tougher for their little ears. It's so loud in there.
Wait.
You're going to be like me. You're going to have hearing aids and ringing in your ears when you're 40 years old?
The ears are going to really hurt.
Kimmy, I would argue any kid under the age of 12 feels fine in a bar.
Yeah,
like that's a 12, child.
You're getting like that age where you got to keep more of an eye on them.
That's taking a preteen. Yeah.
When you hit the teen years, preteen years, that's where it starts to get dicey.
So do you take them?
Well, that's just it. The kid starts to look like an adult. They may start to feel like they are an adult. A 10-year-old is not going to try and sneak a beer in the bar. You can't say the same thing about a 16-year-old. Not to mention, there are some teenage kids that look like grown-ass adults.
Yeah.
Tommy, you would know. I was one of them. That's the other funny thing. I was a child in the bar drinking with you.
You didn't have a license yet.
Oh, you got awfully quiet there, Mister.
The old liquor in front, poker in the rear.
Okay.
No, but I... So, preteen boy, 13, taking him to the bar?
I think 13's okay.
Bro, that kid's just coming into age.
Yeah.
He's going to be looking at the girls and the drinking.
Oh, you can look at girls.
Okay, but he's going to be looking at adult women.
Yeah?
Boozing, smoking, talking.
Oh, for God's sake, smoking? What, is he standing outside watching?
He's going to be watching these girls slutting at the bar.
For God's sake.
Bare-legged.
I'm not going where your mom is. I'm talking just a regular standard bar event.
You know, I understand. All types come out for St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. And you know the chica be out there.
Are we talking cheeks or Spanish women? I don't even know where you're going anymore.
All walks of life will be out there.
Okay.
And the cheeks will be hanging.
Oh, when the cheeks be hanging is one of my favorite Irish songs.
When the cheeks be hanging.
You just got one line in
you? You'll be down at the bar trying to do you a little wee banging. Poker up front.
Shut up!
Liquor
shut
in
up!
The rear. Oh, you got it wrong, son. You'll never get that taste out of your mouth.
Paul writes us
on
Instagram, I grew up in Romings with my grandfather drinking Cokes and playing Shuffle Alley. Some of my most fond memories of him. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Come on, man. Like, I'm telling you, some of the best memories I have as a kid is on St. Patrick's Day, going into bars with my family, watching live music, having delicious food, having a good time.
You got to also remember those cool grandfathers.
I only let Aaron remember.
Okay. Those cool grandfathers like that don't exist anymore.
Oh, my dad's not that guy.
Have you met my dad? Not that he's a grandpa, but
he shouldn't be. And your old man shouldn't be. Because they should be going away. And for good reason. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
Okay, look.
You don't want your child exposed to those grandfathers.
What are you talking about? Well, okay, look. There is a difference between me being next to my child while we are enjoying an event.
Yeah.
And my dad... taking my kids to a bar for 5 hours while he plays Quick Draw.
No, but do you want to watch your father? Do you want your children watching your father doing six shots at the bars with his boys on St. Patty's
Day? You act like that same grandpa doesn't do the same thing on Christmas, 4th of July.
Did not answer my question.
Thanksgiving.
Do you want your child to see it?
I wouldn't care.
You don't want to consume that much alcohol and they think that's cool?
Oh, but again,
I don't know if they would think it's cool.
And I don't know how many guys that age are taking six shots of Jameson.
Are you kidding me?
I'm being serious. Like, again,
y'all call that breakfast.
You're mixing up like the kid bars on East Alexander.
You'll be doing those Irish car bomb things you drink.
I haven't seen someone do an Irish car bomb in like a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Things have settled down over there.
That's kind of disappointing.
Really. Oh, I'm sorry. What do you want?
Well, did they name it something different now? I don't know. You tell me.
I think they call it a Tesla in the rain.
I think that there is a good rule of thumb when it comes to where I could and couldn't bring my kid And that would be, does the bar serve food? If yes, probably a better chance that you could bring your kid there.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
But not every bar serves some kind of challenge.
Not all of them on St. Patty's Day.
And definitely not downtown. Yeah. Right. There are still straight up just bars.
All right.
Yeah.
So stay out of those.
Well, no, I'm not saying stay out.
Stay out.
Come on in. But we don't have any food.
I'm saying
we
you're
got plenty of chica in here for you, laddie.
So again,
take a good look around.
It's Spanish women or Irish cheeks? And why would we put an A?
We've got both types.
Yeah, I'm thinking like you're going to find more kids in a bar with chicken fingers than you are in just a straight up drinking bar
that has just fingers.
We have Facebook messages coming.
Stay
in.
Stay out of McFingers, by the way.
One of the worst McDonald's menu items that they had. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dave. Dave said, my wife and I would put our baby in the Bjorn. He spelled it right, too. Good for him.
Put him in the what?
Bjorn. It's that thing that hangs off the front of you.
Oh, that papoose looking
thing? Yeah. My wife and I would put our baby in the Bjorn and go to every bar every weekend. We never got stopped, and it was a good time. I don't think it's a big deal bringing your kids into bars on St. Patrick's.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid having a kid like that.
Oh, you'll see that. I think I have actually a friend that's planning on doing that if they can't find a sitter.
I mean, I had no problem doing it when I was a kid or when my kids were younger. Again, like, what are you exposing them to? What, you're jealous you don't get to ride the papoose?
The smells. Bars have a smell to it,
shut
too. It's a very
your kid's
going
to complain about the smell.
It's a very toxic atmosphere for a young developing
what,
child.
Farts? Farts and burps?
They're like slutty boozy farts.
Slutty boozy farts. One of my favorite Catskills comedians.
She was a riot, man, back in the day. Yeah, you couldn't get away with that act today, I'll tell you.
Legacy Sports Fishing writes us on Instagram. What could possibly go wrong? I grew up in bars as little kids. They made us do bar dishes for quarters for video games. Fights, foul language, loose women, drugs, trucks. I graduated Uncle Tommy's School of Hard Knocks while gaining an important life experience, and now I am a pillar of the community. Shut up. What bars did you guys hang out at as kids? You just make stuff up.
They're all rough bars, man.
I remember as a kid, too, was like the first going to bars with my dad. It was like the first introduction to kids that you didn't normally hang out with. So it was like the first time I ever saw a kid with a rat tail.
Every bar you go into, there's a kid with a rat tail, even today.
Huh, they still have those around?
No, it was a joke.
I haven't seen one in a long time. Thank God.
Kid with a rat tail.
With those father-son matching ones.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Wait, remember when the fathers would tie together with their sons so they didn't lose them in the bar? Sit right here.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
You want the ultimate no way this happened story?
What happened?
It's not one you hear every day. In fact, I don't think we've ever heard a story like this.
That crazy, huh?
And the fact this woman could even be in this position, does it mean that a type of person from old American history could be making a comeback in these strange times?
Oh, is that? Oh, you think it's people are back hitching?
I mean, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A story that comes just east of us involving an unnamed and very unlucky woman.
What happened?
So, Tommy, this woman was walking along train tracks near a canal just before 4 o'clock on Monday. And that's right around the time the old Amtrak 64.
Wait, the Amtrak, that thing hauls ass.
It's rolling through from Toronto to New York City.
Yeah.
And that instantly became a problem for her.
So she was walking on the track.
She's walking on the side of the track.
Okay, but not on a trail.
You got it.
All right.
Now, she didn't get hit.
Mm-hmm.
She got caught.
So she got snagged by the train?
The woman was wearing a backpack.
Oh.
And in some
pretty freaking close.
In some freak accident, yeah. Kimmy, that no one can explain.
So it clipped her?
The backpack caught on part of the train while she was wearing it. The train obviously kept going.
So she didn't get off till like Penn Station?
Ah! It took her with her.
Oof, that's
oh my God.
Now here's the thing. Nobody knows how long she was dragged for. Nobody knows the distance she was dragged for. But at some point, the backpack finally ripped free of the train.
Okay. So she, all right.
Or she got out of it.
No, the backpack ripped.
Oh.
Because how would you get out of it?
Right, you couldn't wiggle out of it without falling under the tracks.
Yeah.
So how is she?
Okay, so here's the craziest part. She's okay.
Like, she didn't have to go to the hospital? Like just falling off a train onto the grass, you would break things.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that documentary, Throw Mama from the Train.
Yes.
Authorities say aside from a few scrapes and bruises, when they found her, she was aware and stable.
Man, this is one tough chick.
She got caught on a train!
Which means she also stood next to it while it was coming.
I don't know, maybe she does this and felt comfortable?
Like she's a hiker, like someone like these cross-country backpackers?
I don't know.
Because if Vecchio had a backpack walking the rails.
Yeah.
Tells me she's not a local.
Okay, or
I mean, I'm guessing like she's one of these people that like trek across America.
Well, no, okay, you're taking an awful big jump here.
Well, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
She could have been on her way to work.
Where's she working, man? Hobo Central?
You know, the fastest way to get to a point is the shortest distance. So she could have just been taking train tracks that weren't. I mean, I've walked along train tracks to get somewhere faster.
You were stupid.
Yes, I'm not saying it was smart. I'm not saying it was smart, but you don't have to automatically assume she's like the Incredible Hulk traveling the world in solace.
I'm just assuming she's like one of these types, like these adventurer types.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Or a hobo.
Are rail riders back?
I don't think they ever went away completely.
Okay, well, when's the last time you saw a hobo?
No, but like people that jump train.
Yeah.
I mean, people still do it. It's how they come into this country sometimes from Mexico.
Okay. No, I get it, but like the hobo style we're talking
here.
The
old school.
Okay, for those who don't know, are unaware of this whole culture, there are people who sneak into rail yards, or did, try to jump on trains to get free rides at different parts
of the
country.
And they kind of like live that lifestyle.
Yeah, you got it. Mm. Would that be romantic?
It sounds romantic till you have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, you're right, no toilet. Yeah. But again, it's not my train, so I'll just take a dump in there. I mean, hopping on the back of a train and just going wherever it takes you.
I mean, that was the free will and lifestyle of the 1930s.
Yeah. Well, but again, there was a reason why they were jumping trains.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So I know for whatever reason, we have a ton of railroad workers that listen to our show.
Oh.
If you are out there listening, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you still see people jumping trains to travel the country?
Bums.
Is this a thing? Well, I mean, so there's two ways to look at it, because there are hobos, at least back in the day, who said, no, I'm not a bum.
And
this is
people
like
that choose this lifestyle.
Yes, this is the lifestyle
I want to live. Like gypsies, hobos, tramps, and thieves. What?
We're going to do Cher now?
No, I'm not going to do Cher.
By the way, that song's about her getting knocked up by a grown-ass man. Papa was a little traveling show. People, your mama used to dance for the money they throw.
Wait, she didn't get, no.
Daddy would do whatever he could.
You're saying that's a pedophile song?
Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple dollars a pop. Yeah, she gets pregnant in the end by the guy that his dad
was. She's like a teenager?
Yeah, and he bailed on her, and she had to raise a grandkid. Daddy would have killed him if he knew what he did. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. They told us. How did you not listen to that song?
Nobody listens to
I can sing the whole song. I don't even like Cher.
People just dance to Cher. Nobody actually listens
to
it.
Well, yeah, now you're pregnant, underage. How's
here's the next song. Don't be about pedophilia. Oh, get around, kids.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that Cher doing Elvis?
I don't know. They kind of, well, the same era. Same outfit.
Kimmy, can you Google Hobo Days? There is a celebration somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Where
it's called Hobo
People get
Day?
Together.
Yeah, yeah, Hobo Days.
Yeah.
But I don't know if those people still take the rails.
I don't know.
All right, 252 WCMF. The reason we're having this discussion and singing all of Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves for you by Cher, we're talking about this woman just east of us. She was walking along train tracks wearing a backpack. An Amtrak train from Toronto to New York City went by, caught the backpack, dragged her an unknown distance for an unknown time. She's okay.
Yeah.
The backpack ripped. She had a couple of scrapes and bruises, but that was about it. Is this woman the luckiest or the unluckiest woman?
Oh, the luckiest. I mean, how... Just think of how bad that could have went, even after she got free of that backpack.
Okay.
I mean, she could have went under, and that's it.
You're right. At what point do you think she even realized what was happening when it was happening?
Yeah, it's hard to know because it has to be so startling.
Right.
Like,
you don't even have time to react.
Think about this. She's one of the few people on the planet that's ever experienced this in this way.
Yeah, good point.
Like, how many of these stories are out there?
Mm.
Maybe her?
We've never heard of it. I mean, not around here.
To be snagged by a backpack on a train and you live and you walk away. That's insane.
No kidding. You know, you would have to think, it would take you a good 5 to 10 seconds to be able to even comprehend what you were experiencing.
Yeah.
And there's no way she was dragged for more than 10 seconds.
But think about it. You're doing like 75, 80 miles an hour.
Does it go that fast?
Trains, well, the Amtrak hauls ass.
So was...
Are you just guessing because it looks fast when it drives by?
Well, yeah, that's what it does. It looks fast, especially if it's not in town.
I don't think it's doing 80.
I bet you it hits 75 mile an hour.
I'm saying it doesn't go faster than 40.
It gets out of town?
40 mile an hour.
No, man, they run wide open.
There's no way it hits 80. You are not doing 80 in an Amtrak train.
I'm going to say 75.
Not doing 80 in an Amtrak train. Yeah. Papa used to dance for the money they'd throw.
Amtrak trains can go up to 150 miles per
hour. Holy Christ, man.
Well, we don't know how fast
it was
going.
That's what a jet does when it takes off.
Well, we don't know if it was slowing down or speeding up.
Well, how would you slow down? They didn't know.
Let's say it's just regular.
But where did this happen? Because it could have been near somewhere where it was.
I don't have an actual location. Can you Google the average speed of an Amtrak train?
55. Pair of nickels.
50.
50 to 70.
Ah!
All right, so we both win.
No, but I said 50.
No, but I'm
50.
Closer.
No, but I said 50,
middle.
And she said the number 50, so it counts. Kimmy, where are hobo days in the United
States? Okay, so hobo days are something that South Dakota State College does.
That's
it
not
says
what I'm
the
thinking.
Men of South Dakota, this is the only thing popping up. The men of South Dakota State College dress as hobos and march down. This sounds like it was something a long time ago.
Maybe the Hobo Festival. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I think it's in Iowa.
But it's like these gypsies and these people get together. They're like, but it's like, this is how they live.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
These rugged men and gnarly women.
Maybe it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, probably because they start dying off.
Well, so there's
unfortunately.
One
We found a last member in a gulch.
Okay. Hobo
I don't
days.
Even know what a gulch is, by the
way. You will when you fall off that train.
This must be it. Hobo Day is the city of Britt, Iowa.
That's the one. Yes, 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 yes.
You still doing it?
Yeah, looks like it. Looks like it's still
looking
a thing.
For comics?
There's also a national hobo convention.
Where's that? Tommy's mom's house?
I got to click on it. Okay, so this
she
must
was
also...
full of stick and bindles, they say.
It's held the second weekend... The National Hobo Convention is held on the second weekend of every August since 1900 in the town of Britt, Iowa.
Okay.
It's annual Hobo Day celebration. It's the largest gathering of hobos.
Of smells.
Rail riders who gather to celebrate
then.
The American traveling worker.
Too late. So these people.
There's also a 5K.
Wait, there's a five. The hobos are running.
Yes,
what they got? They got a railroad worker with like a blackjack following them.
There's a hobo museum, a hobo auction,
auction.
Hobo memorial service.
I can pick up a hobo.
What is the hobo?
I
auction?
Don't know. It's just listing all the events.
No,
that
they
are
do
going
work
on.
Around your house.
Okay, because
there's a Hobo water. Sunday outdoor church service.
Okay, a lot of religious
hobo. Hobo classic car show. How does that work?
Okay, good question.
None of the cars actually run. And there's people in the trunk.
Hobo arts and craft show. Okay. That makes sense. The Hobo Jungle is open to the public. What's, I don't know what that is.
Is that like where they sleep?
Hobo it's jungle? Called the Hobo just... Jungle. There is no, I can't click on anything that tells me what that is.
I don't know if I would want to walk through something called the Hobo Jungle.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to get hurt.
Okay, so like for the people that decide to live this lifestyle, yeah. You know what's the irony of the whole rail riding thing?
What's that?
If you had money, this would be cool. Because like you could just jump on a train. Wherever you got off, you could pay for a hotel,
get some food
and stuff like that, right? But if you had money, you wouldn't need to be hopping trains.
To be risking your life.
And you would also...
You just love the thrill of it.
But like, if you were going to travel this way, Kimmy, you would also have to travel super light.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, backpack.
Yeah. Not many clothes. Meals only when you can get them.
Like you're hiking.
Right. I mean, you're going to be... It's just you're just going to be uncomfortable the whole time. You're going to be starving, unbathed. Like, how do you... Everything. Like, if but here's another thing. God forbid you get sick.
Yeah, good call. Yeah. You're right. Oh, they got urgent care now.
Yeah.
They just jump?
No.
Roll
what?
Into the parking lot, be the first one there in the morning?
Stop is.
Yeah.
Ow, ow, ow.
It also sounds like a pretty easy way to get murdered.
Murder, yes. Yeah. Robbed, murdered, other horrible things people do to each other.
Yeah, because like, it's not like you'd have a choice on like what other people would be hopping trains with.
Like, I don't know how women do this alone.
Do women do this?
We just got
well,
one
we
snag.
Don't know if that's what she was doing.
No, but I'm saying I'm sure there are women that do this, and I don't get it because that's super dangerous.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I don't think women actually do this. I can't imagine a solo female would be hopping trains.
Not for long.
Unless she had the fastest blade east of the Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, she would have had to carry a piece.
Yeah, we're encouraging a lot of illegal things. Don't do any of this. It's super illegal. In fact, the woman is in trouble for being too close to the train tracks.
You know what, though? After what she's been through.
They charged her.
Yeah, I bet. God damn, man. Well, I mean, how do you scare this woman now? You want to go to jail for a night, lady?
Dragged by an Amtrak train. Right.
There's no worse experience outside of actually being dead.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. I would have been okay had they just like been like, hey, you learned your lesson. I'm sure she's not going to do it again.
Probably not.
Right?
I would guess. Whatever scary
she,
enough.
Yeah, whatever she was
see
doing.
Your life flash before your eyes.
And you're out of backpack.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Huh?
And all her stuff.
That's what I'm saying. You can't sew that thing up. They got foam in those things. It's tough.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Parties Over today on the Odyssey app.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Look, I know it's not the most conventional thing.
No, what's that?
And it probably wouldn't be the most comfortable.
Mm.
But if my goal was to live as long as possible, never come try and get me again.
Okay.
Leave me here forever.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we are still waiting to hear what the solution is for the astronauts that have been stuck in space now for 9 months.
So they were there like summertime they went up, right?
9 months ago.
Yeah.
Like the chick's turning gray in front of him.
I mean, I do feel for that woman. Her hair's all over the place. Get the woman a haircut, for God's sake.
Or pull it back, honey. You're going to get it snagged and stuff.
So for those who have been living under a rock, this trip was supposed to be 2 weeks for them.
Yeah, they were going up just doing some maintenance or something.
You got it. They went up on a new spaceship made by Boeing that did not work.
Yeah.
They did not bring them home, although they still are saying that there was nothing wrong with that spaceship.
Because the ship went home.
Yeah, ship is home.
Yeah.
Without them. There have been several different ideas over the last 9 months to try and get them down. A couple of different timelines that have been presented.
Because there's other people in the lab, right?
Yeah.
How do they get them home when they're ready to come home? Take that ship up.
It's a great question. Is there like some kind of international issue where you can't come home on a different...
Just call the Russians. They love us right now.
The Chinese are up there, also not good.
But that's also, I don't think they're compatible because they use the metric system. And so, there's still that whole cheese argument we're having.
All right, so in the last 2 weeks, it was stated that the astronauts were finally coming home.
So they're setting the ship up.
Yes, Elon Musk and SpaceX were all over it.
Well, he's been going good.
Yesterday.
Yeah, what happened?
The plan was to launch a craft from SpaceX and NASA that would have them home by St. Patrick's Day. Mm. All right, so here we go. It's all going to get done.
So it's on the pad.
Yep, the takeoff was scheduled for just before 8 p.m. last night.
T-minus 7 minutes.
That's right. And actually, T-minus 45 minutes before they launched, they shut it down.
What happened?
Quote, a ground issue.
Wait, did he cancel his own program?
Everybody's ground fired. On the hydraulic system for clamp arms on the launch pad of the rocket.
Ground control to Elon Musk. We've got a clamping problem, Mr. Musk. We can't get you down today.
So they didn't...
These tramps and thieves.
So they couldn't even get the ship off the pad.
So it never launched.
No, to get into space to rescue them, to then put them, dock them with the space station, to then put them in the ship, to then get them back. Okay.
So he also... Didn't he just blow up another rocket like last weekend?
That was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Over the Caribbean.
Yeah. Florida. It was Florida.
But it looked beautiful. I say, the guy knows how to put up some fireworks.
Okay, so here's the
problem. He's even better than like North Korea.
Well, but that's the problem, though.
But
if I am a person who is stuck on this space station, I don't want to see fireworks.
So what do you want to do?
Live on that space station forever for the rest of my life. I'm not even kidding when I say this.
You want to do that?
I don't want to come home. I am convinced after yesterday, no matter what happens, I'm gonna die.
But you can't live up there forever.
But you can if you want to.
And by the way, it would suck for a guy like you
nuts.
Or Kimmy.
Yeah.
He's all tall.
Yeah, it's true.
But, I mean, you gotta be puny to be a pilot up there.
Okay.
So you'd be banging your heads around.
All right, look, there's two ways to look at this.
Mm.
If they have gone so stir crazy because they have nothing to do and they're stuck in this capsule and they're willing to risk their lives to come home, I get that. I understand it. Mm. You knew the risks you were taking.
But you didn't know this risk.
You're right. That being said, if your goal is to live as long as possible, which mine would be, I'm living on the space station now. There is no one I trust to get me home safe because of everything that's gone wrong.
Can I? Go ahead.
They would have. Okay, but all the stuff that's gone wrong has gone wrong before it gets there. Like, I'm guessing, like, once it's there, I'm hopping on.
Counterpoint. If everything's gone wrong, we haven't even gotten to the point where it could go wrong off the pad.
Can I throw a slight conspiracy theory?
Oh, please.
Not a bad one.
Okay.
You are dressed for conspiracy theories.
Yeah, no, tracksuit conspiracy theory. Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you a little something.
So, you know how we want to go to Mars eventually?
Yeah.
And it's a 2-year venture.
Okay.
Do you think they're keeping it up there, watching them and seeing how people handle stress long-term in confinement? Hmm. And so they're not going up there for a reason to watch and see how they handle it? Because they got to put these people in a rocket for 2 years to go to Mars.
Okay, so I like where your conspiracy theory...
Because it's an experiment. We're all watching.
I like where your conspiracy theory brings
not
at.
Not evil, but...
No, that's pretty, that would be pretty evil.
Yeah. Kind of
evil. No, that would
because
be really
that's
evil.
A different case where, you know, when you're going, let's say you're signed up to go to Mars, mm-hmm. you're going in knowing and training for that type of mission.
Yes.
You are taking these people by surprise if that's the case.
Which is a better experiment.
Because you're going to handle it differently.
Right, because things could go wrong going up to Mars where you would still be stuck for a while. So they want to see how you handle stress, confinement, long term.
No,
it works on all levels.
No, but they're with other people, so it sullies the experiment.
It does to an extent.
Oh, here we go.
But you're still, not really, because you're also with other people.
Well, you would have two people going to Mars.
I don't know if it's 2, 4. They're sending 10 guys up there. I don't know.
Well, let's keep your fantasy.
I know Shatner's in there.
Sorry. No, I mean, look, all you would have to do is ask for 2 volunteers to go live in space for 2 years. Yeah. 2 people would do it.
I understand that, but this is better.
Why?
Okay.
Because it's also, it does
you
something
just
else.
Wants it to be.
I know.
And it's also something else. It's promoting space travel.
No, it's not. It's actually the counter of that.
It actually shows how bad we are at it, if anything.
No, but I think there's some people that we're all glued to. We're all talking about
it. Yes, but we're only talking about it because everything keeps going wrong. And that's the
And by the way, it hasn't gone wrong yet.
They have been stuck in space.
It hasn't gone right.
Bro, when NASA goes wrong, it goes really wrong. Right now, you just stuck.
Okay, understood. But the fact that they can't even get it off the pad. All right.
That's tough.
But you brought up something I want to talk about, too. 252 WCMF. The astronauts that have been stuck in the International Space Station for the last 9 months, there was supposed to be a SpaceX-NASA combination launch yesterday that was going to bring them home. They were going to be home by St. Patrick's Day. A lot of talk the last 2 weeks. Let me show you how it's done. Stand back. 45 minutes before the launch, they had to shut it down because of some mechanical issues with the rocket. Now we have no idea when they're coming back again.
Mm.
I kind of assume, let me say this up front.
Okay.
I understand that space travel is complicated.
Oh, sure.
I get that we have taken for granted for a long time what we've been able to do outside of our atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, you know, at baseline, having multiple people living in space is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. But I also kind of assumed, based on what we've done in the past, there was some kind of break glass in case of emergency system.
There should be.
In cases like this. Like an old tried and true space shuttle that we know works.
Yeah.
Right? And they could get it up there if they were stranded. Did they not check the garage? Check the garage.
We have nothing.
How is that possible?
I guess we just let everything go.
You right? can't let them go.
No, like all that stuff we had. I guess we didn't maintain it or we didn't need it. It was obsolete, so we didn't care anymore.
But like it. Because, like, you brought up something earlier today, and I know these two things are not equal, right? Because, again, my fear if I'm these astronauts would be you can't even get off the ground anything I do.
Well, it's taken this long, it feels like you're not, you know, you don't have anything ready to go.
Mm. But I had brought up the risk of coming home, and you were talking about the early space mission.
Yeah, like when like Apollo got stuck up there, they were coming in there having all those problems, and they had to figure it out on the fly. This never happened before, and they got those guys home. We almost lost Tom Hanks.
But I think there's a big difference between those two situations because back then, as sad as it would have been, had those astronauts not made it back, I think there was an expectation based on how new it was for most Americans that there was a chance they weren't coming
back. And those were military guys. They were Air Force guys. It was guys that served in war. It was a different cat up there then.
Okay, taking that out of it.
And they were kind of daredevilish.
Yeah, yes. I mean? Okay, yes. In this case, I think that we have, like, space travel has become so ho-hum because we've done it so well for so long.
Mm-hmm. There's this expectation, like, it's always going to go smoothly.
And if these people die, that becomes, like, a national issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's a different atmosphere, and it's a different day and age.
Like, just imagine.
Back in the old days, we only put up guys named Chuck or Buzz or Dick. And you could blow those boys up, and they'd go immediately to heaven.
Tweets coming in. You can always tweet us at WCMF Break Room. At Vex Patriarch tweets us. Tracksuit Conspiracy Theory, the newest hipster-turned-dad band. We're Tracksuit Conspiracy Theory, thank you. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Parties Over today on the Odyssey app.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.